Dead Ringer by Lester Del Rey.
There was nothing, especially on Earth, which could set him free. The truth least of all. Dane Phillips slouched in the window seat, watching the morning crowds on their way to work, and carefully avoided any attempt to read Jordan's old face as the editor skimmed through the notes. He had learned to make his tall, bony body to seem all loose-jointed relaxation, no matter how he felt. But the oversized hands in his pockets were clenched so tightly that the nails were cutting into his palms. Every tick of the old-fashioned clock sent a throb racing through his brain. Every rustle of the pages seemed to release a fresh shot of adrenaline into his bloodstream. "This time," his mind was pleading, "it has to be right this time." Jordan finished his reading and shoved the folder back. He reached for his pipe, sighed, and then nodded slowly. "A nice job of researching, Phillips, and it might make a good feature for the Sunday section at that." It took a second to realize that the words meant acceptance, for Phillip had prepared himself too thoroughly against another failure. Now he felt the tautened muscles release, so quickly that he would have fallen if he hadn't been braced against the seat. He groped in his mind, hunting for words and finding none. There was only the hot, sudden flame of unbelieving hope, and then an almost blinding exultation. Jordan didn't seem to notice his silence. The editor made a neat pile of the notes, nodding again. "Sure, I like it. We've been short of shock stuff lately, and the readers go for it when we can get a fresh angle. But naturally, you'll have to leave out all that nonsense on Blanding. Hell, the man's just buried, and his relatives and friends—" "But that's the proof!" Phillips stared at the editor, trying to penetrate through the haze of hope that had somehow grown chilled and unreal. His thoughts were abruptly disorganized and out of control. Only the urgency remained. "It's the key evidence! And we've got to move fast! I don't know how long it takes, but even one more day may be too late." Jordan nearly dropped the pipe from his lips as he jerked upright to peer sharply at the younger man. "Are you crazy? Do you seriously expect me to get an order to..."